West Georgia's first news for your Monday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. West Georgia residents returning to work, returning to school on Monday following a holiday in which many found pause to give thanks for their blessings. The day before Thanksgiving, the WLBB Community Voice program hosted a family with much to be thankful, the survival of their patriarch who overcame a life-threatening injury in April of this year.
I can't recall much, but during therapy, I was at the Shepherd Center and my wife Stephanie was having to tell me, hey, we're in therapy, and I was arguing with the therapist, I don't need to be here, there's nothing wrong with me. You don't understand. We had just gotten back from New Jersey. We went to Atlantic City, and I said, I'm supposed to be going to Atlantic City. You don't understand. And we were arguing back and forth with a therapist, and I said, you don't understand. I'm a police officer. I'm not supposed to be here. And the severity of what happened hadn't set in with me yet of what was really going on.
Carrollton Police Sergeant Rob Holloway was shot in the line of duty on April 12th of this year during a high-speed chase through West Georgia. He and his wife Stephanie spoke of his recovery and the support the family continues to receive from the community.
We really spent a lot of time in God's Word. This changed who we are to the core. And whenever we were feeling down, we would get a text message with scripture or a song or something uplifting that would give us hope. Our son's favorite verse is Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And that has sparked his recovery. And between focusing on God's Word and trusting what it says more than what everybody else is telling us, and then the encouragement and the prayers and support of our family in this community, I think that's what kept them going.
The Community Voice program with the Holloway family and Carrollton Police Chief Joel Richards is now archived on the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. With university educators and students on fall break last week, the University System of Georgia's Governing Board rejected a recommendation of an advisory group to rename 75 buildings and colleges on campuses across the state that honor individuals who supported slavery, racial segregation, and other forms of oppression. The advisory group recommended renaming 75 buildings and colleges that honor the names of 58 people, including buildings on the University of West Georgia campus in Carrollton that carry the Bonner family name. Land now occupied by the school was once the home of Thomas Bonner, one of the 19th century's largest slaveholders in Carroll County. In 1906, the former Bonner Plantation was turned over to the state, where it eventually became the core of what today is the University of West Georgia. Georgia's disgraced former insurance commissioner should begin his 7-year prison sentence by the end of this week. 60-year-old Jim Beck of Carrollton was sentenced in October following his conviction in July on 37 counts of wire fraud, mail fraud, money laundering, and tax fraud. The charges stemmed from Beck's scheme to channel more than $2.5 million from the Georgia Underwriting Association through a series of companies to his own bank accounts. Beck has been allowed to remain on bond through the Thanksgiving holiday until he reports to the U.S. Bureau of Prisons after December 1st, according to prosecutors. And the city of Carrollton welcomes Santa Claus, a gift market, and a parade as Christmas in Carrollton returns to Adamson Square this Saturday. Holiday festivities begin at 3 o'clock, followed by the annual Christmas parade at 5. In the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.